Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Bert Show.
Parents, we were just talking about this a couple of minutes ago, that there is no time in your year where you have more leverage over your kids than this very time right now, before Christmas.
Right. That's right.
And here's how we want to expose that leverage. Look, if your kid right now, sort of on the fence, he's got some things on Santa's good list and some things on the bad list, we want to make sure that he gets on the good list. So here's how we do this every year with Santa Scared Straight. And we'll play an example for you here in a second. But what you do is you go online and you email us at q100atlanta.com. You'll see the section already set up. And you tell us about your child. You tell us what the problems have been. And then we have a direct line to Santa.
Right.
So we can say, Santa, hey, will you do us a favor? Will you give Wendy a call? She's seven years old. She's not doing her homework. She's picking her nose. And she's getting a little bit too close with the other seven-year-olds on the playground.
She's letting them eat her boogers.
Yeah. And that's like love when you're 7 years old. And we can't have that.
Well, and Santa wants you to be on the nice list, not the naughty list. So he's happy to help us out.
So Santa will call your child over the next couple of weeks and just say, look, let's check things out. Let's make sure we're doing okay because I really want to put you on that nice list. Mm-hmm. And this is how it has sounded before when Santa called Mason one year.
Ho, 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 I'm looking to speak with Mason, please.
Who is it?
Who is this?
Mason, and I think this is Santa.
You are 1,000% correct. Ho, ho, oh. Ho. How are you today, Mason?
Good. I want a red telephone for Christmas, and this is a funny joke. My mom and my dad are going to get married.
Okay, that's a funny joke? Why is that a joke?
My mom made it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, Santa's laughing.
What?
Mason, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you a good boy or a naughty boy?
A good boy.
Now, let me ask you a question. I know that you have recently switched from one after school to another one. Do you think you were being a little too naughty in your first after school?
Yes.
But now you're in the new after school, and you have a chance to start all over, right?
Yeah.
So, are you going to be a good boy?
Yes.
Do you promise Santa Claus? And do you promise your mommy?
Yes.
All right. Now, have you gotten in trouble at the new school yet?
They said I was a sweet boy.
Who said you were a sweet boy?
The new one.
Okay.
The new school.
Okay, good. And you haven't gotten in trouble there at all?
No.
All right. Perfect. You're the man, Mason.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, me to say it, because all of the other reindeers stop him.
Call him names. They never let poor Rudolph
join in the reindeer. What do you... Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
"Hey,
was your nose so bright? But you got my sleigh tonight." And all the reindeer loved them.
Yes, sir. And they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer."
Sorry.
Yeah. Good job, Mason. Tell me three things that you want for Christmas and one thing that your mom wants for Christmas.
I want a red real phone.
Okay, a red phone. How about a new car seat? Are you big enough for a new car seat yet?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
If you promise me that you're going to be a good boy until Christmas Day,
worst gift ever.
I'll bring you a new car seat.
Yay!
And I'm going to try to find a whole bunch of football toys for you, too, but only if you're on the good list, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mason, and what's one thing that your mommy wants for Christmas?
What do you want? I don't know what she wants.
A new car.
A new car. Get greedy.
All right, Mason, you have a great day, and I will see you on Christmas, okay?
Are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Mason.
When are you going to talk to my friend George?
Is he a good kid? Because he might not get a phone call. I only call people who are on the naughty list, kind of. You have a good night and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Tell your friend Jordan I said hello and good night and Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Love you, brother.
I love you, too.
Aww.
All right, so we got a couple of things going on there. Santa offering the car seat up to the 7-year-old, which is always appropriate.
I think it's what the kid wanted.
And then also telling them basically that he was on the bad list.
Yeah.
At the very end of the call.
That kid is exhausting. I spent 5 minutes with him and we're all wiped out in here.
And I love how I just broke out into a Christmas carol.
That's what you can do when you're 7 years old, then.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The Bird Show.